93, KPLK Cedar Woolley 88.9 and streaming worldwide at kplu.org.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Gene Ammons is tenor saxophone, 1947 in Chicago for Mercury Records. He has with him Gail Brockman, trumpet, James Craig, piano, Eugene Wright to be later on, of course, with Dave Brubeck playing bass, Chuck Williams on the drums.
Thank you.
His tenor saxophone, Chicago, 1947. Concentration, written by him. Red Top, written by Lionel Hampton. And Idaho, written by Jesse Stone. Gail Brockman, trumpet. James Craig, piano. Eugene Wright on bass. Chuck Williams on the drums. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from...
Hi, it's Matt Martinez, KPLU's Director of Content. The Save KPLU campaign has just cracked the $1 million mark. So, first of all, thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has pledged so far. As you know, we need $7 million to buy 88.5 from PLU, and this first million is a major milestone. But it's also a reminder that we still have $6 million to go. Donate now at kplu.org. Thanks.
And now to Grafton, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin chair company that made records called Paramount, valued for their selection of great blues and instrumentals and so on. Henry Brown, solo piano in Grafton, 1929. Thank you. Brown playing the piano for you. 1929, Eastern Chimes Blues and Deep Morgan Blues. Henry Brown. I've had lots of requests for Al Hibbler, who was very popular in the 1940s, did some records on his own, but primarily was involved in his association with Duke Ellington. Here are five that he did in 1947 Hollywood and with Ellington for Columbia Records.
It's Monday every day since you've gone. It's blue time all the time from now on. So what Sunday, the sun keeps saying howdy. It won't change my mood. I just sit and brood. As far as I'm concerned, it's Monday and it's cloudy. It's winter through the year since you went. They tell me spring was here, but what has it meant? My life is simply nothing. It's as bare as a dying tree. 'Cause it's Monday every day. Baby, till you come back to me. Baby, till you come back to me. Till you hear from me, pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? Though we're apart, words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memories, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will. busy there. And they crowded the floor. It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. It's love I'm in. I guess it's best it should begin. 'Cause my heart keeps thumping, saying something. Give in, give in, give in. It's the most peculiar thing, and it happens every spring. When the love bug bites you, it ignites you, makes you wanna sing. It's love I'm in, it's love I'm in, oh yes, it's love I'm in. Thank you. It's love I'm in. It's love I'm in. Oh, yes, it's love I'm in. She went bad on me. Sweet, sweet woman, sweet as any flower could be. I let her set too long, and she turned sour on me. Don't let her pass my way. If she wants to change husbands, don't let her pass my way. I don't want no study.
Ellington, 1947, in Hollywood for Columbia Records. It's Monday every day. Do nothing till you hear from me. Don't get around much anymore. It's Love I'm In and Good Woman Blues, Al Hibbler. Right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Thanks for listening to KPLU. If you'd like to continue listening to KPLU for years to come, you're going to have to take some action. We have until June 30th to raise the $7 million it'll take to buy 88.5 from Pacific Lutheran University before it's sold to the UW. So the ball is now pretty firmly in your court. KPLU's future is up to you. You can learn more and make a donation at kplu.org.
Now to Fate Marable, pianist, band leader, famous for riverboat passages that went out of New Orleans and up the Mississippi and back down again into St. Louis and all that, wherever they could go. And here's one from 1924, Fate Marable's Society Syncopators, Frankie and Johnny, and Pianoflage. Thank you. Fate Marable, his piano, his orchestra, his society syncopators, OK Records, 1924, Frankie and Johnny and Piano Plage. And you get the idea what the folks back then dancing. I mean, the young people getting, waltzes are fine, but let's kick it up a bit. And they did. And they still do. Youth, it gets us going. That's it. Fate Marable Society Syncopated. What a hot band. Amos White, beautiful cornet player. And I found that junking around, I don't know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, something like that. Charlie Christian now playing his guitar with Benny Goodman Sextet, 1940. Thank you. Sextet with Johnny Christian playing the guitar, Cootie Williams trumpet, Georgie Hall tenor saxophone, Count Basie piano. As I said, Charlie Christian guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Harry Yeager playing the drums. Holy Cats, written by Goodman, and the standard of the time, Royal Garden Blues, for the famous jazz spot. Charlie Christian with Benny Goodman. And there again, that wonderful rhythm that the dancers just loved. All that activity, all that health, and everybody smoked. Irony, irony. Kenny Burrell, another guitarist, 1963, Verve Records. The organist is Jimmy Smith. The bass player is George DeVivier, and Mel Lewis is the drummer. We'll hear Travelin' by Burrell, and John Davenport and Eddie Cooley's Fever. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another guitarist for you, Kenny Burrell. Organist Jimmy Smith, George DeVivier on bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums. Travelin' and Fever, all done 1963 for Verve Records. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle. KPLI 90.1 Olympia. KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria. KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley. And streaming worldwide at kplu.org. This program is The Art of Jazz. Freddie Slack, his piano, his orchestra, Los Angeles, 1942.
Come a tie, you play, get along. Get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a die, come a die, yip, die, singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked out western accent with a wall of touch. He was raised going local weed. He's what you call a swing half breed, singing his cow cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a die, come a die, yip, die.
Is a certain photograph that goes for Time, Tide, Newsweek, every editorial staff. Over a beer, all agree the man of the year was the air-minded executive. He dearly loved to fly. He was an up-to-date go-getter. His lady friend was even better. She went along to take a letter just to be nearby. The air-minded executive would take off on the sly. He was the most romantic fella. Oh, the things he used to tell her above the roar of his propeller somewhere in the sky. Foggy affair, they would be there meeting the square at the airport. Filling the tanks, phoning the banks, telling them, hold up the contract, contact. The air-minded executive became a wealthy guy. So he wed his secretary. They settled down in Waterbury. And they commute by Stratus Ferry. My, they love to fly. Even as you and I. And so he wed his secretary. They settled down in Waterbury, and they commute by Stratus Ferry. My, they love to fly, even as you and I.
Freddie Slack, his piano, his orchestra, 1942, in Los Angeles, Capitol Records. Doll Dance, Herb Brown wrote that one. Cow Cow Boogie, Gene DePaul and Don Ray, Benny Carter, with a vocal by Ella Mae Morris. And The Air-Minded Executive, written by Bernie Hannigan, lyric by Johnny Mercer, and Mercer singing it for you. Keep that in mind. Fine work throughout by Bruce Hudson on trumpet, Bob Goodrich on trumpet, the trombone work of Bruce Squires. Lots of people in that band. Great band in L.A., 1942, Freddie Slack. I'm going to continue with Bernie Hannigan and Johnny Mercer. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
A nonprofit group called Friends of 88.5 FM, led by KPLU's general manager Joey Cohn, is now in the process of raising $7 million to buy KPLU so we can continue our service to the community. If we can raise the money by June 30th, the programs you love on 88.5 will be saved. So if KPLU is a part of your life, part with some of your money so we can carry on into the future. You can get more information and donate at kplu.org.
And as I said, Bernie Hannigan and Johnny Mercer, they wrote one called The Dixieland Band. I first heard it on a 78 from Betty Goodman's band of 1938 for Victor, with Helen Ward singing a beautiful arrangement for the Goodman Orchestra by Dean Kincaid.
Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the maple leaf rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him cause he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give him a beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm, rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly.
to play. Thank you.
That set started with Benny Goodman's orchestra doing the Dixieland Band with Helen Ward singing, 1935, and Goodman's clarinet. Art Tatum, his version of the Dixieland Band in Los Angeles, 1953, solo piano. And he continued doing Humoresque by Dvorak and Begin the Begin by Cole Porter. All right there. Right there for you. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And happy to be with you every Sunday from 3 to 6. And I have for a long time been here. And thanks to you, the program has continued. And the station will continue. Let's see. What do I want to do now? I'm just looking around at stuff. It's kind of fascinating, all this gear here, you know, pushing buttons and having a good time with that. Joe Bushkin, famous piano player, and he loved the horses. He wrote about that, about the charm of that. So did Fred Astaire. Both of them, in the end of their lives, loved to go out to the track and bet, of course, but more than that, it was just the idea for them of being around the beautiful animals there. 1950s, Joe Bush can play on his piano. So In Love, this comes from Kiss Me, Kate by Cole Porter, I think 1948.
Sugar, I never maybe my sugar. That's why my baby is so confectionary funny. I never plead for his money, 'cause when I feed him on honey, I get my needs every time. To his lips, if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any candy to me. He is granulated sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. And that sugar baby of mine. Sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
Set of three, starting with Joe Bushkin, solo piano, 1950, doing So in Love. Peggy Lee, 1955, for Brunswick, Sugar. Pianist Joe Sullivan, for Disc Records, 1945. And the old standard, Fidgety Feet. Joe Bushkin, Peggy Lee, and Joe Sullivan. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
the mighty engine of community support that will save KPLU is gaining momentum. We need to raise $7 million to buy 88.5 from Pacific Lutheran University before the broadcast signal is sold to the UW, and we have to match the U's offer by June 30th. We've just hit the $1 million mark in contributions, but time's flying. Please go to our website to find out what you can do. We're waiting for you right inside your device at kplu.org.
Tickle me, baby, for it has such an effect on me. I'll ask you, please, don't take advantage of me. You've got me just as silly as can be. I'll go into hysterics, maybe, if you don't stop tickling me. It makes me feel so unnecessary, for you're the one that I cherish. I adore you, still implore you, please don't tickle me, babe. The girl is seated in the parlor one night with her ball. He felt inspired to caress her, for he loved her so. He put his arm around her waist and tickled her on her chin. She heaved a sigh, looked in his eyes, and then she said to him, please don't tickle me, baby, for it has such an effect on me. I'll ask you, please, don't take advantage of me. You've got me just as silly as can be. I'll go into hysterics, maybe, if you don't stop tickling me. It makes me feel so unnecessary, just like cold chills in January. I adore you, still implore you, please don't tickle me, babe.
The set opened with Josie Miles from 1922, OK Records, a vaudevillian, Please Don't Tickle Me, Baby. And the band playing a little bit at the end to drift out, because she'd walk across the stage and look at the audience and decide whether or not she was going to come back and bow and or maybe do another tune. Josie Miles, Please Don't Tickle Me, Baby. Miles Davis, 1949, his trumpet, Israel, written by Johnny Carisi and arranged by him, Lee Konitz, fine work as always on the alto saxophone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is Billie Holiday.
I wished on the moon for something I never knew. I wished on the moon for more than I ever knew. A sweeter rose, a softer sky, an April day that would not dance away. I wished on a star to throw me a beam or two. I begged of a star and asked for a dream or two. I looked for every loveliness, it all came true. I wished on the moon for you. makes me treat you the way I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in the world too good for a guy that's good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. There's nothing in the world that I wouldn't do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? What makes me treat you the way I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in the world too good for a girl that's good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. It's love that makes me treat you the way.
Thank you.
The set started with Billie Holiday singing in 1957, I Wished on the Moon, and Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You. Humphrey Littleton's Jazz Band, London 1956, his trumpet, Page and Mr. Fagan, and Skeleton in the Cupboard for Parlophone Records over there in London. Billie Holiday and Humphrey Littleton. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And look at that. Let's see. All right. Dizzy Gillespie. Cannonball Adderley and Nat Cole.
Has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your lips meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel.
its rise. Then down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm a flame. A flame with such burning desire, and only your kiss can put out the fire. Oh, you are the lover I have waited for. The maid that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, down and down and down I go, round and round I go, and a spin, love and spin, that a man under that old black magic.
She don't sweet talk anymore. Her kiss ain't like it was before. It's time you added up the score, my friend. That's the beginning of the end. She keeps you waiting for a date. Makes no excuse for being late. Wake up and recognize your fate, my friend. That's the beginning of the end. What she's doing to you, she did to me. But I was in love, so how could I see? Better get wise, you better beware. Or one of these days you'll turn around and she won't be there. Don't say that you were never told. I know that character of old. When she starts straying from the fold, my friend, that's the beginning of the end. What she's doing to you, she did to me. But I was in love, so how could I see? Better get wise, you better beware. Or one of these days you'll turn around and she won't be there. Don't say that you were never told. I know that character of old. When she starts straying from the fold, my friend, that's the beginning of the end. That's the beginning of the end.
Dizzy Gillespie's orchestra started things doing that old black magic written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, and giving Johnny Hartman a chance to sing that for you. RCA Victor, 1949. Cannonball Adderley, his alto saxophone, an arrangement by Bill Russo for him of the tune of the Hickory Stick, written by Hal Bourne and Paul Webster in 41, to be included in Duke Ellington's fine work in L.A. called Jump for Joy. And then Nat Cole, Capitol Records, 1946, his piano, his voice, Oscar Moore, guitar, Johnny Miller on bass. And that's the beginning of the end, written by Alex Kramer and Joan Whitney. Right there. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from...
Hi, it's Matt Martinez, KPLU's Director of Content. The Save KPLU campaign has just cracked the $1 million mark. So first of all, thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has pledged so far. As you know, we need $7 million to buy 88.5 from PLU, and this first million is a major milestone. But it's also a reminder that we still have $6 million to go. Donate now at kplu.org. Thanks.
And now to Brussels for the Fair There in 1958, recorded by Columbia Records, Sidney Bechet's band, his soprano saxophone, Buck Clayton's trumpet, Vic Dickinson's trombone, George Ween's piano, Arvel Shaw bass, Kansas Fields playing the drums.
And I would like to play for you some low-down society blues. One.
And now we'd like to play for you the St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
Sidney Bechet in Brussels, 1958, in concert at the fair there. And his great band, Lowdown Society Blues, St. Louis Blues. Buck Clayton, trumpet. Vic Dickinson, trombone. George Wien at the piano. Arvel Shaw, bass. Kansas Fields playing the drums. And Sidney Bechet on soprano saxophone. Bob Howard now, 1936.
Like a balmy breeze on a night in May, you hit the spot. Like a cool mint julep on a summer day, you hit a new high. My estimation, I had to fall, 'cause you've got so much on the ball. Oh, you hit the spot. Like the first embrace when the knot is tied, you hit the spot. Like a pipe and slippers by a fireside. Matter of factly, I don't know exactly what it is that you've got. But oh, 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 yeah, man, you hit the spot. Like a pipe and slippers by a fireside. Matter of fact, they don't know exactly what it is that you've got. But lightly, slightly, but politely, you hit the spot. Where'd you get those eyes? Say, who ties the ties? Don't hold out on me. Whose big baby are you? Whoa, who's the lucky one who pets you when you're sad, scolds you when you're bad? Confidentially, tell me truthfully, whose great big baby are you? We'll be right back. think, baby, are you? Who's the lucky one who? Bet you when you're sad, scold you when you're bad, confidentially. Come on, tell me truthfully, whose great big baby are you? Yeah!
Bob Howard singing from 1936 for Decca Records. You hit the spot. And whose baby are you? Bunny Berg and trumpet. Artie Shaw, clarinet. Paul Ricci, tenor. Frank Signorelli on piano. Carmen Mastrin playing guitar. Pete Peterson on bass. And Stan King playing the drums. Bob Howard right here. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from...
Thanks for listening to KPLU. If you'd like to continue listening to KPLU for years to come, you're going to have to take some action. We have until June 30th to raise the $7 million it'll take to buy 88.5 from Pacific Lutheran University before it's sold to the UW. So the ball is now pretty firmly in your court. KPLU's future is up to you. You can learn more and make a donation at kplu.org. We'll be right back.
amazing lines in that. I've often thought that J.S. Bach would have loved it. Miles Davis, 1955, playing his trumpet, John Coltrane, tenor. Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Two bass hit written by John Lewis and Dizzy Gillespie. And a Lucha, a composition by Charlie Parker. And that just those wonderful poetic ends that scrambled around in a Lucha, and then Miles comes out. Woo! Freedom. And he just flies. John Coltrane says, hey, can I like being in that band, but can I bring my band in now and play from 1959? Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Thank you.
wish I knew why I'm so in love with you. No one else in this world will do. Darling, please save your love for me. Run away. If I were wise, I'd run away. But like a fool in love, I stay and pray you'll save your love for me. I can feel it even when you're not here, can't conceal it. I really love you, my dear. And though I know no good can come from loving you, I can't do a thing. Oh, I'm so in love with you. So darling, help me please. See on a fool like me. I know I'm lost, but still I plead. Darling, please save your love for me. You may have fun crying, but for crying
John Coltrane led off that set, 1959, his composition Countdown, with Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, Art Taylor on the drums, Atlantic Records. Then Nancy Wilson, 1961, sang Save Your Love for Me by Buddy Johnson, backed by Cannonball Adderley, alto saxophone Nat, his brother, playing cornet. Joe Zawinul at the piano, Sam Jones playing bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. And then that band did Vernon Duke's I Can't Get Started. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
You, Ken Wiley, another great afternoon of jazz, and I've got All Blues coming up next, 6 hours of it to be exact, right after Stardate.
Stardate, January 31st. One of the moons of Mars may be disintegrating right in front of our eyes, but it's a slow process. The little moon is expected to survive for tens of millions of years. Phobos is a potato-shaped rock that's about 17 miles long. It orbits closer to its parent planet than any other known moon, only about 3,700 miles away. At that height, it moves so fast that it rises in the west and sets in the east twice a day. Martian gravity pulls a little more strongly on the side closest to Mars than on its far side. That creates a powerful stress across the entire moon. Eventually, that will pulverize Phobos, perhaps creating a short-lived ring around the red planet. And a recent study says we may already be seeing the moon start to shatter. Long rays and grooves stretch across Phobos. At first, scientists thought they were created by a powerful impact that blasted out a big crater. But the grooves don't line up with the crater, so they probably weren't caused by the collision. Instead, the study says they may be the first signs that the little moon is being pulled apart. They suggest that Phobos is built like a pile of rubble wrapped in a thick coating. As Mars's gravity pulls on Phobos, the interior shifts around, causing the surface coating to crack, early signs that the little moon is beginning to disintegrate. Look for Mars quite close to the lower right of our moon at first light tomorrow. The planet looks like a bright orange star. We have more sky watching tips and much more about the night sky in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. I'm Sandy Wood.
Our Puget Sound area weather forecast calls for a 50% chance of showers tonight with clouds and lows in the mid-30s. Monday, 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, high near 45. And in Seattle, it looks like we've got mostly cloudy skies, 45 degrees. Olympia, rain, 41 degrees. And if you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7, it's overcast and 42 degrees. Well, thanks for tuning in. Good evening. It's 6 o'clock Sunday night. I'm John Kessler, and I'm ready to go with 6 hours of all blues. Hope you're ready for it. And, you know, Groundhog's Day is coming up, so I've got a couple of tunes to toss in for that. Also, we've got the new Tedeschi Trucks and Bonnie Raitt here, as well as some other new stuff I've just gotten in this week. We'll hear a new Johnny Rawls disc in about 15 minutes. And I'm going to bring it on home right now with Joan Osborne, All Blues on 88.5.
Thank you. about the